Hola amiga oyente, ¿cómo estás? ¿Qué hay de nuevo? Bienvenido, bienvenida una vez más a tu podcast Todo Chévere y tú, el podcast para aprender español. Hoy con el episodio 21, vamos con súper poderosos verbos del español, la parte 6 de 7, y hoy vamos a trabajar el verbo gustar. To like, to please. This is your first time you listen to me. Thank you and welcome to the podcast Todo Chévere y tú. My name is Emilia. I'm from Venezuela, the creator and host of this show. And yes, I've been a language teacher for many years. A podcast. It's just a fantastic learning resource, right? So my purpose here is to produce and offer short episodes for you, my dear listener. You who want to learn Spanish from scratch, if you're a beginner. And in case you have already some notions of the language, stay with me, review and improve your listening skills from my weekly episode. Let's start with today's episode. Gustar, to like, to please. Check this out. ¿Qué me gusta? ¿Qué me gusta? Me gusta viajar, comer y dormir. No me gusta el reggaetón. Me gusta mucho Tom Hanks, es mi actor favorito. Me gustan los helados italianos, especialmente de pistacho, chocolate oscuro y avellanas. Me gustas tú. Yes, questions and phrases using the verb gustar. As I said before, to like or to please. And this is just a verb and expressions and phrases we use in any conversation, especially when we are starting a conversation with someone, we were just beginning to know someone. And I would say in any language, no exception. To keep it simple, today we're going to focus on one-on-one simulated conversation just between you and me. I want you to focus on these four simple structures of gustar. Number one, how to express an activity you like to do. I said before, me gusta viajar, comer y dormir. So I like traveling, eating, sleeping. When I want to know what you like to do, I ask you, ¿qué te gusta hacer? Again, ¿qué te gusta hacer? Now a little bit faster. ¿Qué te gusta hacer? Let's practice. I'm going to ask you what you like to do. And let's suppose that you like to play soccer with your friends. So you said, jugar fútbol con los amigos. Okay? ¿Qué te gusta hacer? Good. Me gusta jugar fútbol con los amigos. Me gusta. Always start the phrase with me gusta. Me gusta jugar fútbol con los amigos. Second example. Ir a la playa los fines de semana. Ir a la playa los fines de semana. It means go to the beach on weekends. And now that the weather is getting warmer and summer is close, at least in the northern hemisphere, that's the plan for the next weekends, right? ¿Qué te gusta hacer? Bien, me gusta ir a la playa. If you don't remember the rest of the sentence, just pause the audio, go back, listen to the whole sentence, and try to repeat it. Me gusta ir a la playa los fines de semana. Me gusta ir a la playa los fines de semana. Now let's join both activities. The first activity, playing soccer with friends. And the second activity, going to the beach. So how would you say it? ¿Qué te gusta hacer? Me gusta jugar fútbol con los amigos e ir a la playa los fines de semana. One more time. Me gusta jugar fútbol con los amigos e ir a la playa los fines de semana. Try to repeat the phrase, take your time, pause the audio if you need so, And that's the convenience of a podcast. That's the beauty of a podcast. It confirms that what I told you before. A podcast is indeed a fantastic learning resource. One more time. This time, try to answer my question with any other activity that you know. Feel free to use Spanglish, doesn't matter. Okay? ¿Qué te gusta hacer? Good. Any sentence is valid if you start with me gusta. Muy bien. Así es. Comenzamos a responder con me gusta. Número 2. Me gusta Tom Hanks. Me gusta mucho Tom Hanks. Es mi actor favorito. ¿Y a ti? ¿Y a ti? Is the question, is the way to return the tables. So you can reply, a mí sí, a mí me gusta. Or, no, a mí no me gusta. So let's do it. Let's remember. ¿Y a ti? A mí sí. No, a mí no. Or, a mí no me gusta. Let's do it. Me gusta la serie The Big Bang Theory. ¿Y a ti? Ok, si respondiste sí, a mí también, bravo. Si dijiste no, a mí no me gusta, that's okay. So, when you say no, no me gusta, you can add more information by saying what series, what do you like, okay? For example, you said, no, a mí no, a mí me gusta El Internado, la serie El Internado, The Boarding School. No, a mí no, a mí me gusta El Internado, you see? Me gusta la serie The Big Bang Theory, ¿y a ti? No, a mí no, a mí me gusta El Internado. Can you repeat that? Me gusta la serie The Big Bang Theory, ¿y a ti? Good, no, a mí no, a mí me gusta, and you say what? Or if you want to say yes, sí, a mí también. Sí, a mí también. Anytime that you agree with someone, sí, a mí también. Okay, good. Number 3. Me gustan los helados italianos. Especialmente los helados de sabor a pistacho, chocolate oscuro y avellanas. Hazelnut. Listen, my dear listener, if you ever visit Italy, you have to try ice creams. No matter if the weather is cold or hot or misty. And say this, pistachio, fondente, and gianduja. If you like me, pistacho, chocolate oscuro, y avellanas. But coming back to our lesson today, did you notice any difference? Did you notice any different sound? When I say me gusta the Big Bang Theory, me gusta Tom Hanks, me gusta comer, but now I said, me gustan los helados. Me gustan. Oh, sí. I add an N sound to gustar, to gusta. Why? Because I'm talking about multiple things. Sí, you say, for example, I can say, me gustan las ensaladas. All kinds of salads. All of them. Pero si quiero decir cuál, quiero especificar cuál, I want to specify which one, then I have to say me gusta la ensalada rusa, me gusta la ensalada mixta, me gusta la ensalada César, me gusta la ensalada capresa, me gusta el tabule. But if you like all of them, say me gustan las ensaladas. So, me gusta for a single element, and me gustan for two or more things. Maybe it's a generic group like sal, ensaladas, los deportes, sports, los idiomas, las ciudades modernas, los aviones, las carreras de Fórmula 1, los libros de ficción. Aquí tenemos que usar me gustan. We have to use me gustan. Number 4, me gustas. Oh, me gustas. And this phrase, you have to pay attention to the pronunciation and to the intonation. Why? Okay, check this out. Do you have a crush on someone? Do you like someone? So remember this phrase. Me gustas. Me gustas mucho. Me gustas muchísimo. I like you. I really like you. I like you very much. And if you are interested in knowing if the feeling is reciprocal, you should ask, ¿y yo te gusto? ¿Y yo te gusto? That's it. An extra note here. In Spanish, when we add information in any phrase, we use y as a connector. So like in my first example, me gusta viajar, comer y dormir. But in the example I gave you, talking about playing with football with friends and going to the beach, since ir a la playa, ir, the action ir, starts with an I, and it doesn't sound correct. So we change the Y, the connector Y, for an E, A, and we say, me gusta jugar fútbol con los amigos e ir a la playa. So you don't say, me gusta jugar fútbol y ir a la playa. No, no, that's incorrect. Don't say it, please. Me gusta jugar fútbol e ir a la playa. Before we go to the end of today's episode, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that phrases with the verb gustar are somehow particular. What do I mean? Well, the way we say that in English, I like something, does not fit into the Spanish structure. So don't pretend that the same pattern of the scent of the phrase in Spanish is going to be exactly the same the phrase in English, because it's not. It's quite the opposite, okay? So that's why I said it doesn't fit into the Spanish structure. Querido oyente, querida oyente, gracias por estar conmigo en este episodio. Thank you for being with me in this episode. I hope you find today's material very helpful. Review the examples you heard and yes, create your examples. If you're interested in helping this show, I give you a couple of ideas in the description box. Although you know what to do next, don't you? Hasta pronto y feliz semana.